And welcome, believers. This is, as promised, a very special interview with the king of Lucha Libre, Rey Mysterio. It was done originally for another venture I'm a part of up here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that is, of course, the Other Guys podcast, which I do with Baby Huey and Chasta for 107.7 The Bone. It's our classic rock station. My alter ego with them is Bimbo Jimbo, so don't be alarmed. It's still your same jefe of this podcast. So by all means, check that out as well. I think you'll enjoy it quite a lot. But here for you now, our interview with Rey Mysterio. Enjoy.
It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Bimbo Jimbo. And Jimbo, you know, you and I are the biggest wrestling fans here in the Bay Area, and it seems fitting that we have this very special guest on the line.
Absolutely. We have the king of Lucha Libre and one of the stars of the best show on TV, Lucha Underground, Rey Mysterio. Rey, thanks for taking the time. How's it going?
Very good, man. That was probably the best introduction that I've had all day.
Hey, you know, I appreciate that.
I like that.
Yeah, well, that's who you are, man. We got to put it over. And I want to remind everybody that you can catch Lucha Underground and Rey Mysterio every Wednesday on the El Rey Network at 8 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. Pacific if you are all about that West Coast pop like we are. I want to jump in. You know, when Lucha Underground first came onto the scene, I know you were still under contract in WWE, but was being a part of it something that when you saw it immediately interested you, or did they approach you right away?
I actually had a chance to see it. Shortly, I was actually, my contract was already expired. I was still in negotiation with what I wanted to do. I knew already, I already had in my mindset and in my heart what I wanted to do. I wanted to take some time off, you know, and I was able to take one of my buddies. You might know him, Conan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Orale, arriba la raza, yeah. I drove him up to one of the tapings, and I sat back, and I was watching it as a fan, and I was blown away, man, by the style, by the moves, by the way everybody was carrying themselves in that ring, man. I was like, man, this vibe is really dope. You know, this is something unique, something different.
Yeah.
You know, it caught my attention right away, without a doubt. Shortly, man, after I got released, we were able to come to an agreement, and next thing you know, I was part of season two.
Awesome. Well, and do you feel like, because I know you spent time in ECW, do you get any of that same vibe from Lucha Underground in any way?
Without a doubt. But man, ECW was so unique and so special because it was, first off, for me, it was the first time I was ever part of a company with that type of hype, you know. So yeah. Just being able to live that for the first time in your career was just amazing, man. We were blown away every night. I remember me and Psychosis, after our matches, we'd end up going back to the room and we would just talk about the match all night. Like, wow, man, the crowd, you see this guy and wow, that move that we did and this and that. And the hype was just so unreal. This is a very, very similar vibe, but of this era.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, so Rey, going back to your time in WWE, I mean, everyone kind of knows that you were like one of the smallest world champions in their history. Do you feel like you opened the door for, quote, like smaller guys like CM Punk or even AJ Styles on being the top guys?
Those fools better know that I opened up the doors, man. You know, if they don't want any beef with me.
Yes, absolutely.
I truly believe that, you know, even I doubted myself when WCW closed down. Mm-hmm. That I knew for a fact that Vince just wasn't big into smaller wrestlers. You know, he mm-hmm. just, he was in a big man's world. So I thought I had no chance getting into that company.
Okay.
And when the doors opened up, I was like, man, I got to go full blast. You know, it's either go big or go home. And I gave it all I had, man. So eventually, I believe that because of the work ethic that I carried mm-hmm. throughout the 14 years that I was there, mm-hmm. eventually that did open up the doors for other wrestlers. And I'm truly blessed to have had the opportunity.
Well, do you think we're seeing like a new era in pro wrestling where it isn't about being the biggest guy, but possibly just being the most athletic?
Without a doubt. I think we, when I say we, I say myself, Juventud, Psychosis, you know, we were... And, you know, I could say in a way that the Malenkos and Jerichos, mm-hmm. We kind of paved that way for this new generation to come in and just take over, man. It's not about how big you are. It's not about, you know, the power moves. It's about the excitement and the emotion and the style that you can bring to the ring. And that's what the fans want to see now, man. They want to see that high pace, hybrid, high style wrestling.
I want to.
If you want to see that, you can catch it on Lucha Underground.
Of That's course, right. Absolutely.
Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
El Rey Network.
Absolutely. Well, I want to touch on a subject that I've heard you say a couple things about, but it's always something that has mystified me that I'd like to get a little bit more clarification on. When WCW made the decision, you know, they took the mask away from you. I know you publicly stated how that's not what you wanted. It had a negative effect on your career and everything like that. What was that like for you going through that? And then how did you get permission to don the mask again? What was that process like? Because that's something that I don't really understand.
You know, what happened was the rumor started in WCW of me wrestling without the mask. And I literally thought it was just a rumor. Next thing you know, they wanted me to lose it. And I was completely against it, 100%. You know, but it happened. I was under contract and I had to follow the orders. And that was that. That's what the order was, you know, for me to lose. Okay, that happened. If that wouldn't have happened, I don't think I would have became the wrestler that I am now, in a way, because that opened up a whole different level of wrestling for me. I was able to get in the ring with the bigger guys, you know, Bam Bam Bigelow, the Kevin Nashes, the Scott Nortons, and that's when Rey Mysterio became the Giant Killer.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of took me to another level. And, of course, the marketing in WCW wasn't the best marketing that you could have witnessed. You know, now being in WWE, their marketing is just on another level. The word was Rey Mysterio was going to be part of WWE, but he was going to become the Rey Mysterio with the mask. So it was just no permission to no one. Just when I signed with WWE, it was like, no, we want Rey with the mask on. So the Rey with the mask showed up that day and a whole new career started for me. And I kind of say I started a new trend because a lot of wrestlers from Mexico that had lost their mask and the years previous to when I signed with WWE, you know, we're now going into the ring with their masks on and taking them off because, of course, in Mexico, once you lose it, you can't wear it again. Mm-hmm. But they were going up to the ring with their mask and taking it off before their match. So it's something trendy that started there by accident.
Very interesting. But was there any sort of, resistance to the fact that you were putting it back on from Mexico or anything like that?
At first there was, but when they realized that I was part of WWE, you're talking about, you know, at the time, me being part of WWE was like, just a lot of people couldn't believe it, you know, and the push that I was getting and the respect and the support that I was getting by WWE, nobody messed with them. So Mexico didn't want to mess with them either. Even when we did a couple of tours in Mexico, the Wrestling and Boxing Commission came up to me like, "Hey, Rey, you know, you lost the mask before, and you know, we don't let wrestlers wear their mask after they lost them. But with you, we're going to do an exception." Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Nice. Well,
it was cool.
Well,
it
Rey,
was cool.
Well, speaking of mask, I mean, just curious, how many. You've worn so many over the years, so how many do you own in your collection? And do you have a particular favorite one?
My wife is very pissed at me because I have more masks than she has purses and shoes. So take a quick guess.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, yes. And just with your long, successful career, is there a dream match out there that you would love to face either in Lucha Underground or somewhere else?
You know, I truly believe there's always a dream match. You know, even when you say that you've wrestled pretty much everyone or you face the opponents that you wanted to face throughout your career, I truly believe there's somebody out there that I still haven't faced. But I think one of my recent dream matches that just occurred, and I didn't realize it was going to become a dream match for me, until it actually happened was the one I had with Prince Puma.
Oh,
boy, does he have some talent on him.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely.
Wow. 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 He just blew me away, man, with how incredible and professional and he carries himself in the ring, how gracefully he moves, how he executes each and every move that he does, and you know, how he looks incredible and how he makes me look incredible as well, because it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
So it was just an honor and a privilege to have stepped or shared the same ring as the future of wrestling.
Well, it was a dream come true match. Watching it, you know, when it aired was incredible, and you guys definitely delivered. And I know, having from spoken to so many guys in the locker room, how respected you are, and that is why you are the king of Lucha Libre. And last question for you. I mean, you popularized Lucha Libre wrestling in the 90s. You're doing it again with Lucha Underground, and you're still going as strong as ever. But what are you most proud of as far as the legacy that you've created, Ray?
I think I'm just proud of the respect that I've earned throughout the years, you know, and I think you can ask anybody in this business or any owner of any company that I've been a part of. And when you ask them how is Ray to deal with, you know, there's not going to be any negative feedback. They're always going to say that he's a good person to work with. And I think that's very important for me, you know. It's the image that you leave behind, you know, with all your coworkers and all your bosses. And I think I've done a pretty good job with setting an example on, you know, how to carry yourself, you know, within this industry or in general, you know. And I'm very happy to pass that on to my son, who hopefully and potentially is going to follow in my footsteps.
Yeah, I saw that he might be stepping in. He's going to be training at the start of next year, I think. Any chance that he's going to take up the Mysterio mantle?
Well, I'm hoping that if he does a good job, and I truly believe that he deserves it, then it will be passed on to him. And, yeah, we're going to start in January.
Awesome.
But he's going to go through some tough training sessions, I'll tell you that.
Good deal. I would expect nothing less from you, Ray. Thank you so much for taking the time. You can catch Ray Mysterio on Lucha Underground every Wednesday on El Rey Network, 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. You can check Ray Mysterio on Twitter at Ray Mysterio, on Instagram at 619IAMLucha or RayMysterio.com. Ray, thank you so much again. We are such huge fans of your body of work over the years. We are so thankful and appreciative of everything you've done for wrestling. You're the man. Thank you for taking the time, Ray.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And seriously, I really need a person to introduce me. We can kick Melissa Santos out of that Lucha Underground ring, and we can have somebody come over and announce me as the King of Lucha, man.
Hey, you know,
you tell me, all right? Just let me know.
I appreciate the vote of confidence. I know this is a radio interview. You can't see. I'm not nearly as easy on the eyes as Melissa Santos is, though, Ray, so you might regret that.
But, Ray, you are talking to the biggest Lucha. He has a great podcast, Lucha Lowdown, you should check out as well.
Oh, man, let me know whenever you want me to be a part of it, man.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Ray, so much for everything, for the business.
Anytime. No, shoot me a DM or a tweet or an Instagram message, and I'll go ahead and follow up.
Perfect. Slide right in there.
All right.
Thank you, Ray. Happy holidays.
Same to you guys, man.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, once again, that was Ray Mysterio, one of the stars of Lucha Underground on El Rey Network. That was awesome talking with Ray, and Baby Huey, thank you for getting in that shameless plug for Lucha Lowdown.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. I mean, such a pleasure talking with Ray.
You're welcome. It just, when I saw the opportunity to speak to him, I thought we could not pass this up. I mean, as much as we would love to have Jeff here, it was we had to take advantage of the opportunity, so we jumped all over it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that is going to do it for this, I guess, Lucha Lowdown, Other Guys Podcast, 107.7 The Bone crossover event that we're having here.
We're crossing a lot of streams.
Yes. So, for Baby Huey, I'm James Kincaid. Good night, everybody.